Also have a house where we have meetings right here on our property. The public is welcome to attend. That's the WJFF Community Advisory Board. Let's look at the forecast for this evening. The forecast for tonight is mostly clear with patchy, dense fog after midnight. We know what that looks like. And lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, patchy, dense fog again in the morning. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. Clear tomorrow night. Lows around 50. And on Monday, another mostly sunny day. It's getting a little warmer. Highs in the lower 80s. And partly cloudy on Monday night with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going down into the upper 50s on Monday night. A chance of rain Monday night is 30%. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support for Now and Then comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program is all about space rock.
Attention. All my shooting
The Birds from Fifth Dimension, released in July of 1966. That was The Birds' third album. It was actually their first album that didn't have any Bob Dylan songs on it. So, let's see, 1966. When did our fascination with extraterrestrials and the possibility of space travel, us going to other worlds, people and beings from other worlds coming to us, when did that fascination begin? Sometime in the 20th century. I mean, you know, the very first movie that was ever made was that guy being shot to the moon, that old silent black and white film. And then I personally remember in the 50s seeing these black and white movies, The Day the Earth Stood Still, where space aliens come down and warn us that we better change our ways. And so, you know, the idea of space travel starts showing up in rock and roll, just like it does in other parts of the culture. And the birds, it's interesting because they actually believed the members of the Birds that wrote the song were Jim McGuinn and David Crosby. And they were actually very hopeful about communicating with alien life forms from an AM radio broadcast. In fact, Jim McGuinn thought that aliens were going to hear that song, Mr. Spaceman. Here's a quote from an interview in 1996. The magazine is called Zigzag Magazine, and it's an interview with a man named Peter Frame. And Jim McGuinn explains a little bit about his belief in extraterrestrials. Here's a quote. I was interested in astronomy and the possibility of connecting with extraterrestrial life, and I thought that it might work the other way around if we tried to contact them. I thought that the song being played on the air might be a way of getting through to them. But even if there had been anybody up there listening, they wouldn't have heard, because I found out later that AM airwaves diffuse in space too rapidly. All right, the Birds. Yes, Mr. Spaceman, please take me along for a ride. Well, you know, the United States launched a space mission, Apollo 11, and in July of 1969, we landed on the moon. And so the awareness of space and aliens really steps up. Also that year, there was a discovery in astronomy. There was a quasar discovered, and it was called CTA-102, and it was discovered in the early 60s in a radio survey. And so the Birds wrote a song about CTA-102, and they released it on their fourth album called Younger Than Yesterday in 1967. That was also the same year that Jimi Hendrix writes a song about aliens visiting the planet. They haven't been here in a few thousand years, and they come back to visit, and they're a little worried about what they see. From Jimi Hendrix, Axis Bold and Love, we'll hear Up From the Skies. But let's start out with the Birds. This is CTA-102.
CTA-102, we're over here receiving you. Signals tell us that you're there. We can hear them loud and clear. We just want to let you know that we're ready for to go out into the universe. We don't care who's been there first. We'll be right back.
tells us that there's hope. Life on other planets might exist.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see and hear, can you? Now, if you'll excuse me, I must be on my way.
But I don't believe it.
Maybe it's just a... just wanna see. So where do I purchase my ticket? Just like they have on Ringside Sea. I wanna know about the new Mother Earth. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything.
Jimi Hendrix, Axis Bold as Love, Up from the Skies, I Just Want to Talk to You, I Won't Do You No Harm, Space Aliens Come Back to the Planet After Being Gone for a Few Thousand Years, they're a little worried. Yeah, you know, the Mothers of Invention and Jimi Hendrix were down in the village playing live gigs. One night they happened to be playing right next door to each other in a couple of different clubs. And Hendrix wanders over to see Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. And Frank Zappa's got this amazing device that he's using on his guitar. It's called a wah-wah pedal. And Frank Zappa actually had it made for him by an electrician. Well, Hendrix had never seen anything quite like it. And he wanted one, too. And so he got one, you know, courtesy of Frank Zappa. And the very next album that Hendrix records, we just heard it, The Axis Bold as Love in 1967, Wah Wah is all over that album. You hear it in the accompaniment, the wah, 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 wah. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, Up from the Skies. And before that, CTA 102 from the Byrds, Younger Than Yesterday. I'm Kathy Geary, and we're interested in extraterrestrials and the rock and roll that they spawned here on planet Earth. All right, so, you know, Apollo 11 hits the moon in July of 1969. So that very same year, a few other things are going on back here on planet Earth. The Steve Miller Band releases an album called Brave New World in 1969, featuring a song called The Space Cowboy. That's the same year that David Bowie jumps on the trip. He releases an album called Space Oddity, which is a very clever play on the title of the movie called 2001 A Space Odyssey. David Bowie comes up with a space oddity. Let's listen to some more of this space rock here. I'm Kathy Geary. This is Now and Then. Let's get it on with a Steve Miller Band, Space Cowboy.
I told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way. And I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Born on this rock and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized
What all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say. It's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight, while it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off. With you. This is ground control to Major Tom. To
kill if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Up in the stars, floating around in a little tin can, looking out the portal at the sky and wondering just where can you go from here. David Bowie, Space Oddity from 1969. Right before that, we heard A Brave New World, an album by the Steve Miller Band, also from 1969, the song Space Cowboy. You know, as I was researching a little bit about the music for today's program, I made a real interesting discovery about the album Brave New World. There's a couple of tracks that Steve Miller wrote on that album, and Paul McCartney. Now, this is 1969. He is still with the Beatles, but somehow or other, he ends up recording bass, drums, and vocals on two songs with the Steve Miller Band on the Brave New World album, one song called My Dark Hour and the other one called Celebration. Interesting little fact. Something that we're just going to like keep on moving here with our space rock program. You look up at the skies at night and you don't know what you see up there with the stars. There's things up there. They could be Major Tom floating in his tin can. Or it could be a mothership coming down to take us off the planet. Neil Young wrote a song called After the Gold Rush. It was his first solo album after Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. They all went their separate ways in 1970, and each of them released a solo album. And he said that the songs on After the Gold Rush were inspired by a screenplay written by Dean Stockwell and Herb Berman. Now, Dean Stockwell was really well known as an actor and has starred in a lot of movies and TV shows about sci-fi, science fiction subjects. In fact, Dean Stockwell is a Cylon in the Battlestar Galactica series on the Sci-Fi Channel. So Neil Young's song After the Gold Rush was inspired by a screenplay that Dean Stockwell wrote. We're about to hear that song. I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. All in a dream, the loading had begun. They were flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Well, you know, the West Coast, Neil Young, California, known for their ideas, for their cutting edge and far out ideas, far, far out from the planet. That same year, 1970, that Neil Young releases After the Gold Rush, the Jefferson Airplane reforms themselves and they become the Jefferson Starship. And in the 1970 album Blows Against the Empire, Paul Kantner writes some amazing songs about the possibilities of leaving the planet and seeding the stars. We'll hear Have You Seen the Stars Tonight? Paul Kantner and David Crosby write that song. When this album is recorded, the Jefferson Starship has quite a lineup. Not only Paul Kantner and Grace Slick from The Airplane, but also from The Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart. Other people on the album, Jack Cassidy, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Harvey Brooks, Peter Kalkonen. Jefferson Starship Blows Against the Empire. Let's get started with Neil Young, After the Gold Rush.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Thank you. saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new
stars. starship with her head hooked into Andromeda.
Come on, hijack.
I gotta get back and head to the things that matter. America hates the crazies, and you got to let go, you know.
Yeah.
Paul Kantner and the Jefferson Starship. Have you seen the stars tonight? That's from The Blues Against the Empire. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we're spacing out, space rock, extraterrestrials, Mr. Spaceman. And so, you know, there we are. We're in our silver seat, and we're flying out into the stars. And we get to another planet, and it turns out to be a planet devoted to this woman who's from Earth, and her name is Rhonda. And you know, we used to be so idealistic we were going to find aliens. Now when we get to another planet, it's a planet all about this woman named Rhonda. Donald Fagen sings about it from his 2012 album Sunken Condos. This is Planet Deronda, Donald Fagen.
She's from a small town, somewhere upstate. I guess she's somewhere between 19 and 38. She stays up all night, she drives too fast. I say, easy baby, baby, slow down. It's never gonna happen on Planet Deronda. When we go out dancing, baby, she's always a star. When she does the silly doll, I gotta have CPR. She put on a dress last night, made a plastic wrap. It was off the hook, crazy sweet, what everybody's wearing on Planet Deronda. Nothing say, Jim, you're on a deadly spree. Never calm. She's not the type of girl you wanna bring home to mom. But when you need big love, she never stops. Yes, it's morning time, 24/7. The name of the planet, Planet Deronda. Thank you.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. We were spacing out today, listening to songs, space rock, aliens. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio with studios in Jeffersonville, New York, and Honesdale, Pennsylvania. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 73 degrees, and I've got a forecast here for the weather. The forecast for tonight is for a clear night, but we do have some dense fog coming in after midnight. It's going down to the lower 40s tonight, and tomorrow we're going to have some more fog in the morning, but the day will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, a clear night going down to around 50 degrees. The forecast for Monday is for another mostly sunny day with highs in the lower 80s. A few clouds on Monday night with some showers and thunderstorms coming in, lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain on Monday night, 30%. But on Tuesday, we've got a chance of rain at 70% on Tuesday with showers and thunderstorms likely through the day and into the night, Tuesday night, going down to the lower 60s. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Radio Catskill. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. Support comes from you.